Day 47, April 20th, Easter Sunday. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35, and was written by Dr. Jody Eckenrod, class of 2020. One of the most memorable and well-told narratives in the Gospel accounts, the walk to Emmaus, continues to spark our imaginations. Readers have questions about Cleopas and his companion. Perhaps his wife? Why did they not recognize Jesus? Who prevented them from knowing who he was, and why did he vanish at the very moment they did recognize him? These two followers were not present at the Last Supper a few days before, so why were their eyes opened when he gave them the broken bread? Why was this moment significant to them? We can easily identify with these followers in their moment of devastation over what they thought had been lost. We can remain focused on our personal grief or on communal tragedies in the world instead of on the amazing ways God is working. Jesus interprets the scriptures in a new way for his followers, but it wasn't just head knowledge that Jesus conveyed. Their hearts burned as he retold the story, given the events of the previous 3 days. When was the last time our hearts burned as we reflected upon Scripture? It can be tempting for us to focus on our personal struggles or on the doom and gloom of the 24-hour news cycle. It can even be easy for us to remain merely intellectually engaged with Scripture or focus on the never-ending tasks of ministry or day-to-day life. But what if during this season we allowed Jesus' interpretation of Scripture to make our hearts burn? What if we truly experienced Jesus on the road to wherever we're going? As bleak as things may look in our lives, the world, or even in the church, God is in fact working in history and will redeem all things. Jesus is King, and in his mysterious ways, will set things right in our broken world. Today's prayer. Lord Jesus, please help us to recognize your presence in our lives, even in the darkest of times. Give us the eyes to see you. Allow our hearts to burn within us as we experience the Scriptures in light of your amazing work and your boundless love. Amen.